all love comedian Sammy J for his play school style of political satire, his depiction of the coach, and his rather excellent yoga instruction.
Today we'll be doing a new yoga flow that's just come out of Canberra. So wherever you are, clear some space, take a moment, and let's do the lib spill.
Of course, it's one thing to take on the Liberal Party, something else to take on the entire state of Queensland, which is what Sammy's done following last week's electoral wipeout for Labor in the Sunshine State.
I'm sorry, Queensland. I'm breaking up with you.
Sammy J joins you now. Good afternoon, Sammy. How are you doing?
Very well, Sheridan. How are you?
First, I want to say very brave of you to come on the radio in Queensland this afternoon. People in the southern states really that mad with Queensland? The Quexit thing, is that more than a joke?
Well, I don't think they are mad at all. I'm certainly not mad myself. My job is to try to find the funny bits on any given week. And for me, it was simply a case of watching the Prime Minister's victory speech, his hard-earned victory speech. And when he thanked Queensland, I think, you know, as the second person in his speech, then that certainly became a thing online where people were joking about breaking up and all this. And I thought, well, all those jokes have been made, but no one has yet written a song about it. So we did that song last night on TV, and it's fair to say it's perhaps been taken or gone a little more out of control than expected.
Well, I assume you're a comedian. You've got your tongue firmly in your cheek there, but do you have Queensland friends? Have any of them got in touch with you to say, oh, whoa, Nelly?
Oh, yes, my phone's been running hot. I've got relatives, in fact, in Queensland, most of whom have all been, as expected, just enjoyed the tune, enjoyed the stupidity. I have to make the point that, you know, I sang this song as a fictional country star called Buster J, who has a bad American accent and a moustache. So I think that sort of tips people off as to the silliness going on. But no,
I just thought it was a clever disguise. So yes, you could pass amongst us. Yeah,
it's
unnoted.
Not really me at all. But no, certainly I think online, though, is where it's really sparked something of a ferocious battle in all the comments and people getting, you know, either upset or passionate and defensive. And look, I'm happy to be a conversation starter, but from my end, I enjoy my little 3-minute spot each week and trying to make people chuckle. So I have no real barrow to push other than fake moustaches.
Well, often the calls for the split with the rest of Australia often come from North Queensland, who'd like to be their own country or certainly their own state. I think that line, anyone who lives beyond Mackay and down is like, yeah, forget about it. Do Victorians feel that they have much in common with Catter Country? Like, would you like to export, or import a few crocodiles to set up a little bit more of, an empathy or a synergy there?
I think it's a fabulous suggestion.
Crocs here, on the Murray could be your next song.
Here I am down in, pathetic, miserable, rainy Victoria. There are many things that I would dearly love to take from far north Queensland, including a laid-back attitude and a little more sunshine. As you sort of pointed out, though, it's not just Queensland or Victoria. If you look historically, it was Western Australia that were the very last ones to sign up to the Constitution. So really, if we're going to be realistic about this, it's WA who nearly didn't join the country to begin with.
So there's a new song straight there, WA, go away.
I'll just slowly alienate myself from every other
From everywhere,
state.
Yeah. So much for the national tour, which you have got happening at the moment. You do seem to have left Queensland venues to the bottom of the list. Are you kind of hoping they'll have forgotten about the song by then?
Well, either forgotten or it just gives me more and more time to plan a new song. I think Buster J might have to sing a sort of heartfelt, please let us get back together song when I finally hit Brisbane.
Yeah, so you'll be in Brisbane, but I noticed no dates in Capricornia. Not going to Rocky this time around?
No, look, I'm crossing the country. I reckon I can meet anyone who wants to see me further north can meet me halfway. I do dream of the day when I can fill regional, theatres as well as capital cities, but I'm probably a few years away from that yet.
So let's work on it. You and I together, we can make it happen. I'd love to see you tour regional Queensland. And trust me, many of us have a great sense of humour. Thanks so much for taking time to chat with us, and I'm going to play your song, which has gone viral today across the country. Thanks, Sammy J.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Cheers. Sammy J will be playing in Brisbane, and a second date has been set, so obviously those seats are selling well. Here is the controversial song in question. Bear in mind, Sammy J in character with his tongue in his cheek.
This song goes out to anybody who thinks they know someone only to have their heart broken. we've been together since 1901. It was a blind date to federate, and boy, we had some fun. You dug coal and we dug gold, and we said we'd dig each other till we grew old. So what did I do to make you turn so blue? I'm sorry, Queensland, I'm breaking up with you. You were my dream world, my sunshine state. We made love at Expo 88. And when you needed drought and flood relief, we pitched in and we dug deep. And we stood by your side and we stood true. But now, Queensland, we're breaking up with you. And we should have seen it coming, like four X's on a beer. 'Cause we're 1 hour ahead of you for half of the damn year. But you kept it all a secret, and you only told Sky News. Then you kicked us in the preferences, Queensland, and now my polls are bruised. Oh dear, we appear to have lost some light there. That's okay, it's just the ABC budget cuts kicking in. Hey, Anthony Green, pedal faster! Sure, we had disputes, but we didn't let them linger. You gave us Joe, but Yelke Peterson, but also Pat a finger. We tolerated Catter, we put up with Pauline. You even sent us Kevin Rudd, and that was pretty mean. But if you want our romance to survive, I say we'll take you back when you break up with Clive. And we know down south at the end of the day, we're living in a bubble with a soy latte. And we respect your right to choose. Democracy means a diversity of views. But it's time to turn one nation into two. 'Cause Queensland, we're breaking up with you. You're getting out of here before we fall apart. Your love is like a cane toad sitting on my heart. You chose a Donnie, that's your right. But coal can't keep you warm at night. Okay, it can, you got me there. But it's good in the ground and it's bad in the air. Oh, Queensland, what more can I say? Our love is like your coral, it's fading away. And what did we do to make you turn so blue? 'Cause Queensland, we're breaking up with you.
Sammy J, a comedian in the guise of Buster J and the Franking Credits, who say they've been together since 1901.